Have a comment? Shoot us a text at 770-535-2911. And be part of the Morning Edition with Bill Main on AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
7:43, 17 minutes away from 8 o'clock. New day is upon us as we roll into it. 72 degrees right now, 87 later, with a 40% chance of some thundershower activity as we start the day. Well, you know, one of the things that people are most concerned about these days, and rightfully so, is having your identity lifted or maybe having your computer hijacked. Ransomware is a big problem with people. You click on the wrong thing, next thing you know, you're beholden to somebody to get your information and control of your computer back. But let's take that to a next step. We think about it on an individual level, but we've had plenty of examples of it happening on a much larger level, like Atlanta, for example, or Baltimore, San Diego, Cleveland, all have been victims of this. What do we do? How do we become proactive, and how do we react when it happens? That's where we bring in our expert, which is our next guest this morning, from a company that deals with this sort of thing all the time, Nominate. We check in with Vice President Stuart Reed. Good morning, Stuart.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Good to be here.
Where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling from London in the United Kingdom.
Okay. All right. Well, wow. I was going to say, you're not up early. You're up late. It's kind of lunchtime there, I guess.
Yeah, almost lunchtime.
All right. Well, good. The past couple of days, we've been talking to people who are on the West Coast, and it's been, you know, like 3 o'clock in the morning where they are sometimes. So I'm glad that you're fully awake and fully with us. And I want to tackle this problem, because what do we do when that happens? Most cities, are they most apt to just pay that ransomware?
Well, I think it's a really interesting base question. I mean, the first thing is, as you said before, ransomware is a cyber attack that infects your computer, encrypts your files, and prevents you from using them. And the perpetrator then demands a sum of money in order for them to release those files back to you. So, I mean, the obvious question is, do I pay that ransom? And I suppose really what we need to be really careful of not doing is allowing ransomware to be the acceptable face of cybercrime. You know, we've got to remember, this is not a transaction for goods or services. This is extortion. It's plain and simple. And it's also a criminal act. So apart from the fact that if you do pay up, you are contributing to continuing to fund cyber criminal activity, you're also taking the really real risk that you pay up and you still don't get your files back. We've seen evidence of this. One report I read recently estimates that fewer than a third of those that actually decide to pay a ransomware attacker actually get their files back at the end of it anyway.
Stuart, this is Katie B. here. I talked with you on the phone, and I'm sitting in with Bill this morning. So happy to have you here with us. But I understand that there are companies that have been hit with this: Swiss manufacturer, Norwegian conglomerate, and Arizona beverage company. But I feel like it's something that is going to be pared down to individuals. So how do you spot this? Like, what are the telltale signs that, you know, a ransomware attack is happening?
Yeah, so I think there's a number of things here. So, I mean, many of these attacks are coordinated what we call the DNS, or the domain name system, which in essence is the cornerstone of the Internet. So it's used by everybody that is connecting onto the Internet, and it turns well-known website names such as WDUN.com into addresses that computers are able to understand. And it's an area of focus that we at Nominate know particularly well, and it's a crucial area for governments, agencies, and other organizations to monitor for all types of malware, and ransomware, of course, included within that. But, you know, paring it down, as you say, to the individual level, there are things that organizations and individuals should be looking at that are really just cybersecurity basics. So one of those key things, crucial things, is make sure that when an email comes through, you're not clicking on a link or opening an attachment unless you're really sure it's genuine. That's one of the main ways that ransomware malware is able to be downloaded onto somebody's PC in the first place. So if you're not sure about an email, not sure whether you should be downloading or clicking on that link, ask an IT professional. Or if it's coming from something like your banks or someone that you're dealing with on a regular basis, call them on a trusted number first. Don't click on that email link. Don't give your personal details away. Call them on that trusted number before clicking on it to make sure that it's genuine. So that's one of the big things that you can do. another thing that's really crucial to do as well is to make sure you're keeping up to date with system patches and also the current version of malware protection. So it sounds like really basic stuff, but how many of us are deferring updating our antivirus software, or we're closing down that pop-up that says that we've got a patch for our operating system or a new operating system upgrade? The attacks that we're talking about here are becoming more and more sophisticated. But actually, at the root of it, they don't need to be sophisticated to attack or to be successful. We're seeing a lot of examples of these kind of ransomware and malware attacks that are actually just picking on known vulnerabilities. So things that have been known to be areas that need to be plugged, and security patches have been released for them, but people just haven't got around to doing them. So making sure that on a regular basis you're updating your malware protection, you're updating and then patching your system is a really good way of and a basic way of being able to mitigate some of these things. For larger organizations, of course, that have bigger networks, then being able to monitor what's going on in that network is really important. But real critical piece here, and this is probably my top tip number four, is to make sure that you're keeping backups. We're talking about ransomware here. They're locking down those files. They're encrypting them so that you don't get access to them. If you are keeping regular backups of those files and keeping them away from your main computer systems, then you have that data there that you can get the help of an IT professional to bring you back up onto line should that worst happen. And, of course, if that worst thing does happen, understand what you're going to do next. Who are you going to call in order to mitigate the impacts of those ransomware attacks or other malware attacks to make sure that you're able to get back online as quickly as possible?
Our guest this morning, Stuart Reed with Nominet, talking about cybersecurity, especially when it comes to ransomware. Real fast, you mentioned the key component there, and that is backups. All-site backups, always a good idea, ones that aren't connected to your network, as you mentioned. But could you also just back up to the cloud, or is there a connectivity between your regular computer and the cloud that might cause it to be infected?
Well, it's always important to keep regular backups. Keeping physical backups, of course, is one of the obvious options. Backing up to a cloud provider is another one. Making sure that you've got good password hygiene if you are going to be backing up to the cloud is also critically important. And making sure that that's kept away from your main network as well, so that if your main network becomes infected, it doesn't very quickly reach out to your cloud backups as well. So being vigilant is the key, and preventing those issues is critically important. But if the worst happens, knowing where your files are that you can retrieve from a clean copy, it's going to be really important for you.
Stuart, thanks for being with us. Stuart Reed from Nominet. If people want to find out more about what we've talked about this morning and follow what's going on with you guys there at Nominet, how do they do that?
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. So I appreciate we've covered quite a bit on here this morning. It's quite a lot to remember. So I've also written a blog outlining this on our website, nominet.com, where listeners can find out what we've covered here today, along with other useful resources as well, including our own cyber solutions to help mitigate the impacts of these kind of attacks. So please do check it out.
Excellent, and I hope that our municipalities and big companies are listening as well, because it's important what we do on a local level, but these folks are running a lot of systems that keep us going each and every day as well, so that's critical that those get protected as well. Stuart, thank you so much. Enjoy your day there in London. I guess you're, what time is it, noon, almost 1?
Almost 1, so yeah, halfway through the day now.
All right, almost like tea time in about 3 hours, you'll be good. All right. Enjoy your day, my friend.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day. It was a pleasure to talk. Thank you.
It certainly was, and very informative this morning. And I think sometimes we don't take it seriously enough with cybersecurity until we get bitten. And then it's a little too late.
Yeah.
A little too late, like that rattlesnake in the back seat.
Or the uranium. Yeah. Whatever.
You should have seen it coming.
Right. Whatever.
You should have seen it coming.